Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. And as you can see from my background, we're going to talk about gold today. And we got a great person to talk about that because he's the founder of the Goldback Company. He's Jeremy Corden, and he's a repeat guest here. He's got a lot of new news about goldbacks, which I always keep on my desk here. Jeremy, welcome to the show. I am handing out goldbacks to people constantly. In fact, I was giving a church sermon this last weekend, and every person that attended the service, I gave them a goldback. It's like reverse tithing, you know? And then my friend Michael Yan, who I've interviewed here many times, he uses goldbacks for bookmarks because he loves books. And he's got a goldback in every book that he's reading. So in addition to all the other benefits, there are many other uses. But welcome to the show today, Jeremy.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
It's great to have you on. A lot is happening with gold. And also, as I understand it, you know, goldbacks. But you tell us, what do you have going on? What's the latest news?
You know, there's a lot going on with gold prices going up. Right now, we're moving into more states. So it used to be that we'd do maybe one year for a new goldback series, and we could be doing several states this year and, you know, possibly, you know, three or four next year.
Oh, wow. Is Texas going to be on that list at some point?
You know, we probably get more requests for Texas than any other state for doing a goldback state. And there's two challenges really with Texas. The first is just the size of Texas. It's a lot. It would require quite a bit to pull it off and do it correctly. But when we choose states and we try to figure out where to go, we're really looking for friendly states. And in a lot of ways, Texas checks those boxes. But something that's been keeping us out of Texas is there's a group that's trying to create a bit of a precious metals monopoly with the state of Texas itself that's kind of scared us away from doing a Texas gold back for the next, you know, for foreseeable future.
Huh. Okay. Well, I wasn't aware of that. I know that Texans love gold and silver and oil. I mean, energy and precious metals, what could be better, right? Texas is going to be a very abundant state with what's going on here and all the AI data centers being constructed and, you know, robot factories and everything else.
Sure.
But everybody that I see in Texas loves goldbacks. So of course they would welcome a Texas goldback at some point. But I think you've just recently released the Florida line?
Yes. Yeah, so Florida came out back in January, so just about a month and a half ago, and the reception's been incredibly positive. It looks like we're going to be able to run a bill in Florida that gets rid of the sales tax on precious metals that's below, I want to say it's the $500 threshold. So right now, there aren't sales tax on precious metals, but you have to spend more than $500, and we're going to change that.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. That's good to know. Okay. Well, a lot of great things are happening in Florida and in Texas and really all across America right now. And one of the things that's happening is gold is absolutely skyrocketing. Gold itself is up about 50% since the beginning of 2022. So that means goldbacks, because they contain real gold, obviously, are also getting a lot more valuable. So one goldback today, I mean, when I first started talking about these, they were $3 and something each. What are they right now?
You know, I want to say they're pretty close to $6 right now.
Wow.
So if gold doubles, the goldback also doubles. They trade at about double spot, and they're liquid at that price. So, you know, you could buy $500,000 worth of goldbacks and be able to sell that and get your money out, where that's not usually true for fractional gold.
Yeah, that's a really important point. So talk about that, because, you know, I've educated my audience a lot about these, but like this goldback contains 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And of course, you know, we've done the lab testing to verify the amount of gold and the purity of the gold. It's better than 24 karat gold. And it's a little bit over the required amount. It's about, we showed an average of about 2% excess gold in it, but it's real gold. So now you can actually, now you have 1/1000th of an ounce of gold to play with.
So it's a whole series. So the one, if the one has a 1/1000th of an ounce of gold, then the 10 has 1/100th of an ounce of gold.
Right.
And it's interchangeable. So if the one costs $6, then the 10 is $60. So it's a very cash-like form of gold as a recap for anybody that's not familiar with the gold back. But what I was mentioning with the liquidity is, you know, if you go down that small, and now one of the latest innovations that we've done is the half gold back.
Oh, yeah. I just saw that recently. Yeah.
So this is 1/2000th of an ounce of gold.
Right.
And again, it's the same cost above spot as the rest of the gold backs. They're interchangeable with the rest of them. So this is a $3 gold product right here that we're actually pretty excited about. Yeah. Just because it makes gold even more spendable than having your smallest unit be $6.
Well, that's exactly, that's a really important point. I was noticing this too, as gold kept rising. I'm like, you know, one gold back, let's say it's $6 right now. I need better divisibility than that. So the half gold back makes perfect sense. Let me give out the website where people can actually acquire gold backs, and that's verifiedgoldbacks.com. And yes, we do earn a little bit on the gold back purchases. So you're helping to support us on our platform. At the same time, you are getting your hands on real physical gold that is highly divisible. And it shows you all the tests that I personally conducted these tests to melt them down, and, you know, lab tests, and here's the acid stone test, etc. I have all the results here. Let me scroll down. Here's the printout of here's the actual gold recovery that we tracked out of the gold backs, etc. You can visit that website and you can purchase gold backs through there. And Jeremy, with the 1/2 gold back now being available, is that something that people can purchase today?
Yes. So there's a 1/2 gold back, there's a 2, and there's also 100. I'd show you my 100, but I spent it, so I don't have it anymore. So it goes all the way up from 1/2 to 100 now.
Oh, wow.
So it's a bit more versatile than it used to be. We're improving the system with the gold back.
Okay, now, I haven't seen the 2s and I haven't seen the 100s.
Yeah, we'll have to get you some. We'll have to get you some photos so you can put them on verified gold back.
Cool, yeah, that'd be great. It was hard to test the 1 because testing 1/1000th of an ounce of gold, you know, we have to have a lot of precision to do that. So for the 1/2 gold back, we're really going to have to, we'll probably have to put like 10 of them together and do a test.
Yeah, you'll have to put a few together. It'll make it a lot easier. I mean, the 1/2 is so thin that you can hold it up to your eye and you can see sources of light through it.
Wow.
Because it's that thin. So it's really something else in that sense.
So here's the next question. And I want to be very clear to the audience here. I want to put a disclaimer up front. I am not predicting gold prices at any level, okay? And I'm not saying that anybody should speculate. I always see gold as a place to put assets that tend to just preserve value. But there has been this massive rush of gold out of the Bank of England, bringing it all back to New York, talk of auditing the Federal Reserve, talk of auditing Fort Knox and the other gold vaults, and talk, importantly, among many of the people that we interview, about a possible gold revaluation in America, which may, and I emphasize may, this is not a prediction, this is not investment advice, but it may put gold at something like $20,000 an ounce. And if that were to happen, Jeremy, you would have a whole different problem with gold backs. It's because one gold back would be worth, you know, a whole lot more than it is right now, almost 10 times, or, you know, like 7 or 8 times more than it is right now. So then you'd have a big unit and you'd have, you know, you see what I'm saying? You'd have to have like a quarter gold back.
We'd have to make them smaller. We'd have to make them a lot smaller. We'd have to go down to a 1/4 gold back or 1/8 of a gold back just so it functioned like change.
Right.
Right. Yeah, if that were the case, if the lowest rung on the gold back got raised up that high, there'd be enough money in the system to make much smaller denominations with some really excellent security features. And that's really what we're looking at doing with the gold back. We want to constantly make it better and add value to the program. Part of that value that we currently add is just liquidity. normally if you buy fractional gold, if you go out and you pay for something with a, you know, like a 50% premium, you can expect to get the melt price back a lot of the times, or 10% over melt. And the gold back is in such high demand, it's so liquid that people are paying, you know, 5-10% spreads on it. You know, I know that through Alpine Gold, which, you know, links to verified gold backs, it's 0% spread for the first $10,000.
Oh, wow.
And it's free vaulting on an unlimited number of gold backs.
So people can purchase gold backs and then they get the vaulting for free?
Yes. And that's very unusual.
Long?
And, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but for what duration is that free?
So it's indefinitely. And the reason why that we can offer free vaulting, because free vaulting is very unusual. I mean, we got to have insurance and, you know, hard costs associated with vaulting. But there's so many different types of gold backs out there that the gold backs that we vault for you, we get to pick what they are. So if we're vaulting 100 or a 50 or a bunch of twos or ones or whatever it is, it's so convenient for us to get to choose what those are when you're vaulting at Alpine Gold that we cover those same vaulting fees, you know, in exchange for that privilege. So we have right. people that literally they have $1 million worth of gold backs and they pay nothing in vaulting fees. Whereas if you were somewhere else, if you were vaulting another form of gold, I mean, you could be paying thousands of dollars a year in just fees, which whittles down how much gold you have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do vault metals and I do pay an annual fee. And yeah, it costs. But I want to pivot a little bit on the sure. fact that the world now here in the post-election era, you know, Trump is the president and it looks like maybe there's going to be the end of war in with, you know, Russia and Ukraine, and that will open up more trade, probably trade with Russia. And what there is right now across the world with Russia, with China, with the US is a rush for physical commodities in your possession. There is a re-domestication of gold, let's say, right? And yet there are a lot of people out there buying ETFs, which is like it's an IOU paper contract that's supposed to give you like a claim to a certain amount of gold. And there are also, of course, ETFs on Bitcoin and things like that. But I just want to get your comments, Jeremy, about the advantages of having the physical gold in your hands in the form of gold backs, which are highly divisible, versus investing in ETFs that have counterparty risk. I mean, that's the issue, is counterparty risk. And clearly the United States of America, the government doesn't trust the counterparty risk of gold vaults in London because they're bringing all the gold home. Why?
Well, they want to make sure that the gold is in Fort Knox.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, counterparty risk is it's risky, you know, and people with their money, they want to look for things that are less risky. When it comes to savings, and that's really what drives a lot of gold purchases, is people fleeing risk. And the big problem with gold is you can't use it as money. If somebody offered me a bar of gold, I wouldn't take it from them, because unless I had a great way to authenticate it, which normally I don't, and I don't think you would either. And I think people in the precious metal space wouldn't, especially people in the precious metal space, because there's just so many counterfeits out there. And that's one of the problems that we address with the gold back. We have a form of gold that has never been faked, that is, you know, just the most high tech you could possibly imagine. And it's a easy to use, easy to spend, easy to barter with form of gold. And you're right, there's an enormous amount of demand. I think people are trying to find the real value. Right. It's
of
people
gold.
Are in a quest for the yeah. real value, because so much of what we use as money is just code and error.
And well, right. And gold prices have been suppressed by the banks through ETFs and paper contracts. And it's clearly it's been manipulated for decades. And that manipulation goes on today. Also, I mean, the silver market is famous for manipulation. And I think it's JP Morgan that had to pay a multi-billion dollar settlement with the government for manipulating the silver market price, right? So this isn't a theory. This is how they operate.
Yeah, this is what happens, and it's very profitable to push those prices down. And for whatever reason, the miners put up with it. And you know, such a small part of the market is physical. You know, where most people are dealing with ETFs, that you know, having something that's physical in your hand is very powerful. I came into precious metals first with silver because that's what I could afford. 10 years ago as a Ron Paul delegate. And I just loved the idea of using precious metals as money. That was really important to me. And that's what the gold back is all about. It's getting people to circulate and use gold as money. And you're right. You don't have that same counterparty risk. You don't have to worry about, you know, whether the gold is there in Fort Knox or, you know, how the Federal Reserve is doing with their interest rates or how the dollar is doing as a, you know, a reserve currency internationally. It's just a lot of people are buying gold backs that are fleeing risk, and they're starting to use them because they want to get familiar with using something other than dollars.
Let me mention this to people in case they haven't looked at their money recently, but it says across here at the top. Now, I would argue that this is not money. It doesn't qualify as money because money has to be a store of value in order to qualify. It doesn't even say that it's money. What it says along the top is Federal Reserve note. What is a Federal Reserve note? It's a debt note to the Federal Reserve. This is debt, whereas this, goldback, to me, this has real intrinsic value. I think this qualifies better, in my view, as money. Now, I'm not calling it currency. It's not a replacement for the dollar. It's not currency, but in my mind, it's got real value. So in my mind, it's better money than this, and this is losing purchasing power, which is why this is going higher denominated in these, right?
Well, let me ask you, if you had a choice and you could put, if you had a mason jar, would you rather fill that mason jar with goldbacks or an equivalent amount of cash?
Oh, goldbacks, 100%.
If you couldn't open it for 5 years.
Oh, no question.
That's not even hard. I mean, it's, why would you want cash in a mason jar for 10 years or 5 years? It's just going to lose its value. And everybody knows that. And the hope is that you can spend it fast enough where it doesn't sting you right away. But for anyone that has savings, you know, or guess what? Minimum wage is the same and has been the same for a long time. What, decades, 2 decades, 3 decades? You know, it's been a while, and it just doesn't buy what it used to buy. I mean, look at Social Security. You know, the inflation adjustment, you know, arguably doesn't really adjust for true inflation. So, you know, people are getting less. They're getting less, and they're getting less because of what's happening with the dollar.
Well, right. Really, I mean, gold and silver have held their purchasing power over generations. I mean, well, I guess really for millennia at this point. Whereas, you know, dollars are clearly headed for the dumpster fire of history. I love a lot of things that Trump is doing, but, you know, he's talking about paying down the national debt. I don't know that that's possible without printing a lot of dollars. I think any exit from our current debt system is going to require massive dollar printing, which is going to dilute the value of the dollars. So I see what Trump and Bessent and Lutnick and what they're all going to do with the Treasury. In my view, I think they're going to roll out a new currency, a dollar backed by gold, and then the existing dollars are going to be hyperinflated to pay off all the debts with worthless hyperinflated dollars. I mean, that's my opinion.
So it's interesting. I mean, Trump's talked a lot about a crypto reserve. He's, you know, asking about, you know, seeing the gold in Fort Knox. It sounds like he's exploring his options.
Yep.
For what a post-central banking world could look like. And, you know, he wants to figure out what's available. And, you know, I think right now it's kind of in the discovery phase. If we do go back to a, you know, gold standard, I really hope it's not like the last one, because the last one had an enormous amount of counterparty risk, because you didn't have the gold in your hand. You had a receipt
right,
for gold that was somewhere else until it wasn't somewhere else. So I really hope we never go back to that system.
Right.
You know, if it's something that looks more like a gold back and where the gold is in your hand and it's a spendable format that, you know, has never been counterfeited, I think that's really where you want to be.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, Trump should really consider something like the gold back as a parallel national currency, because you're right. Like this Federal Reserve note, it is a proxy for value somewhere else. And actually, like I said, it's actually a debt instrument. I don't want a proxy for value. I want actual value. Like it's here. The metal is right here, and I don't have to trust another party.
I'll teach you something. I'll teach you something really interesting. There is another dollar that's made that is not the Federal Reserve note. And okay, a lot of your viewers might be familiar with it, but it's this coin that is made by the U.S. Mint, and it is a $50 1 ounce gold coin.
What, it's still being made today?
It's still being made today. It's called an American Eagle. And there's also the American Buffalo. The American Eagle was set up. These started getting made in the 1980s.
But you're saying it's labeled as a $50 coin.
No, it is legal tender. It is legally $50. It is legal tender as $50. And the issue with that, these coins, I talked to one of the original lobbyists that was pushing these coins in the 80s. So he's very old now. In fact, I think he might have passed away. And he said that what they wanted to do is they didn't want to put a face value on these gold coins. They wanted them to just circulate as money because, you know, as soon as you put a face value on it, the gold price could be somewhere else.
Right.
And, you know, the IRS went, you know, apocalyptic, so did the Federal Reserve. They did not want gold circulating as legal tender in the United States. So they slapped a $50 value on it, when at the time gold was hundreds of dollars an ounce. And what that did is it kind of killed the ability to circulate these gold coins alongside dollars because of that $50 value.
I see.
But here's what's so interesting. There is a guy, there's always an outlier. There's always an oddball somewhere. There was a guy that wanted to push the boundaries of the law. And I'm trying to remember his last name. But he did all of his business with Gold Eagles, all of it. He filed his taxes in Gold Eagles. He did everything in Gold Eagles because they were legal tender, and the IRS drug him to court, and the guy won in federal court. Federal courts acknowledged that these U.S. minted gold coins are in fact legal tender in the United States of America. And what we do with the gold back is we actually peg, we hook, we allow gold backs to be traded for U.S. Minted gold coins. They're negotiable instruments. Every gold back says negotiable instrument, just like a Walmart gift card. And you can redeem a gold back for these gold coins by weight. So we tie in to the true gold standard that exists in the United States. But it's not very practical, and we try to make it more practical with the gold back.
I see. But if people were to trade those in for the U.S. coins, wouldn't they lose the premium value of the gold back?
Oh, yeah, no, they'd lose half their value. No, that would be not what you want
to
do.
Right, it's better to keep the gold backs.
But it's more of a legal hook than anything.
Understood. Okay, great. Well, this is really fascinating. We're about to wrap this up here for today. I want to remind our audience the website where you can acquire Goldbacks is verifiedgoldbacks.com, and you can just click this button to purchase goldbacks. And of course, the price varies based on the price of gold. And if you think that peace is going to break out in Europe, probably gold will go down that day. If you think that war is going to break out, probably gold will go up. But you know what? Gold itself is holding its value overall. It's the dollars that are fluctuating. So, you know, we describe gold in dollar value. That's kind of the wrong mindset. I think we should describe gold in ounces. You know, how many ounces do you have? But Jeremy, any final thoughts before we wrap this up today?
No, I really appreciate you having me here. You know, I know that you're really interested in a Texas gold back. If this bill fails for, creating a monopoly around the repository because that's what they're trying to do. If the bill fails, we'll probably push a lot earlier to make a gold back in Texas.
Okay. Well, if that happens, my only request is that you put Longhorn cattle somewhere in the design, because that's part of Texas history.
Gotcha.
There's got to be a Longhorn cow in there somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And remember, the female cows also have the horns. So, you know, get those big horns in there. Pure Texas.
Okay. What else would you want to see on the Texas series?
Well, you know, oil. I mean, like an old oil rig.
Okay.
I mean, Texas is about energy and innovation and history and culture and, you know, self-determination. And if you can capture that in the art of the Goldback, that would really be very meaningful to the people of Texas and all those who support Texans. But Texas is positioned to be the economic golden age state for the future of America because it's got all the technology investment coming, AI, robotics, space. It's got, you know, it's got Tesla and it's got oil and energy. And it's got gold, and it's got access, you know, to the Gulf of America now, as it's called.
I mean, Texas, we're very interested in doing Texas. We almost did it. We saw these bills coming up about a year ago, and we pulled back plans that we had for doing Texas.
Uh-huh.
But if they fail, and last time they ran, they failed. I give it a 50-50 chance they fail on their own. But it's SB 665, and then there's a companion bill, or an alternative bill, which is about the same, which is HB 1049. So if those bills fail, I'm going to get to work on a Texas Goldback. If they pass, you know, I think Texas could take a lot longer to do.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, keep us posted. And thank you for joining me today, Jeremy. It's been fun. A lot of good information, and thank you for all that you do. Keep rolling these out, and we'll keep spreading the word. The website where you can get these folks is verifiedgoldbacks.com, and that's plural, verifiedgoldbacks.com. And you can acquire these at the current market price, which you can check by clicking this button right here. You can check the prices there. And these are available different states, different denominations, and they all have real physical gold, as is claimed on the Goldback itself. So check those out. And thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger of Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Take care. All right, we've got some new things to share with you here, including my new music album, which we'll talk about in a second. But we have a new docuseries available at brightu.com, which is Brighteon University. It's called Feel Good Gut Health, and it's all about supporting your gut health. And that is running starting March 22nd. And if you sign up for it, it's free to watch. You always have the option to purchase it if you want, or you don't have to. You can just watch one episode every day as it goes on a loop each 24 hours, and you can watch the whole thing for free. That's at brightu.com. Now, at our store, healthrangerstore.com, we have an assortment of really high-end products. Some of them are just back in stock that can help also support your natural gut health. And I put a little collection on my desk here. Let me show you. We've got Fermented Super 30. That's on the left side there with the orange label. That is 30 foods and superfoods that are fermented to really express the full nutrient properties of those foods. It's a powder that you can mix in with smoothies and other things. We've also got a probiotic drink mix with kombucha. We have cherry and we have pomegranate flavors. That's what you're seeing there. Those are available right now, healthrangerstore.com. We have NAC capsules, which is really crucial for supporting your body's natural detoxification process, which is also part of supporting your gut health. You have to detoxify your gut, detoxify your blood. And, you know, there are a number of strategies for that, but NAC can help support that natural process. Then we have a new and really popular oat milk product, which has no guar gum, no carrageenan, and it doesn't have any thickeners, and it doesn't have any calcium carbonate in it whatsoever. Because a lot of other oat milk products out there, you're actually drinking chalk. They literally just put chalk in it. That's what calcium carbonate is, to make it milky and white. So If you don't want to drink chalk, but you love oat milk, then get our oat milk at healthrangerstore.com. It's completely chalk-free and carrageenan-free as well. You're going to love it. We've got clean chlorella there in a couple of different forms. Chlorella has a very strong capability of supporting detoxification and helping to clean out your gut. Just, you know, read the label and consume it as directed. And remember, all of this is part of the feel-good gut health theme that we have going on right now. So go to brightyou.com to sign up for feel-good gut health. That's free. One other thing I want to show you is that my music album is now available. And it's available at Spotify. We have the Amethios is my artist name. There it is, Amethios. And then we also have the album called The Awakening. And that album has 9 songs on it. One thing that's missing is I want my bailout money. But I've got another song that I'm working on right now called All Our Dreams Come True. And I just brought a little speaker. I'm just going to play a few seconds of that new song, which will also be available at Spotify and Apple Music and iTunes and iHeartRadio. And did I say Amazon? You can get all these on Amazon.com as well. But I want to play for you a little snippet of the new song that's coming out. It's about human liberty and freedom. I just want to play a little bit of the chorus and the first verse for you here. So we'll do this, and then that'll be the conclusion of this video. Here we go.
If we could comply our way to freedom, then we could bomb our way to peace. We could print our way to riches, give away everything for free. If we could tax our way to liberty and lie our way to truth, then tyrants in big government would make all our dreams come true. A farmer in Montana forced to cull his chicken flocks.
All right, folks, that's a little bit of that song, a little teaser. That's coming out soon. Be sure to follow my album at Spotify or other music services. Enjoy the music. You can also, by the way, let me show you another page. You can go to music.brighttown.com, and there you can see all of the music videos that we have available, and you can download MP3 files there for the songs that we have videos for. Like, here's a video for Do What We Say, which is another new song on that album. So enjoy this music video, which is humanity overcoming the Terminator giant robot mechs in a dystopian sci-fi future. I think you'll really enjoy these songs. They all have a pro-human, pro-liberty focus to them. So thank you for all your support, and shop with us to support us at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for all your support. Take care.